Well, last week we just had the one tournament to focus on. That was, of course, the PGA Championship. But now this week there are tournaments seemingly all over the world. But we're going to focus much of our attention on just three tournaments, beginning with the Wyndham Championship, which is essentially the final event of the regular tour season on the PGA Tour, and the final event ahead of the first of the FedEx Cup playoffs, which begin next week. The Northern Trust Open will be the first of those. So a number of players here this week trying to do enough to get into that all-important top 125 to get themselves into the playoffs. And if they can get into the playoffs, then mathematically at least, they've got a chance to get themselves all the way through to the final in Atlanta in a month's time and play for some of the rich purses that are available at the FedEx Cup. We'll also look at the Nordea Masters, which is the European Tour event being played in Gothenburg in Sweden. Not a particularly strong field, I have to say, when you consider that the leading world-ranked player in the field, I think, is Thorbjørn Olesen. But he's a very good player, admittedly, and he's a standout in this particular tournament. And on the LPGA Tour there in Indianapolis this week for the second staging of the Indy Women in Tech event, won last year by Alexi Thompson, who's back after a brief break, and a field that includes the likes of the world number one, Ariya Jitanyagan, Minji Lee, Brooke Henderson, and Sung-Hyun Park, amongst others. So let's begin with the Wyndham Championship. Webb Simpson really is the player that's got the great record in the event. He's a past winner. He has teased a bit lately, hasn't he, Webb Simpson? He's frustrated a lot of people who felt he might have done better. He's produced some nice finishes. He was 19th at the PGA. He was 12th at the Open. And as I said, he's been a past winner of this event and a lot of top 10s. He regularly plays this event well. So at $13, I don't think that's too bad a value for a player that's got such a good record. And I consider him to be one of the players to beat, certainly, is Webb Simpson. Henrik Stenson, his form prior to the PGA Championship where he missed the cut was what really wasn't really all that bad. And he did win this event last year, so he comes in here as the defending champion. And as I said, I know he's not really at the level that he was a year ago or 2 years ago when he was winning the Open Championship, but his form isn't really as bad as perhaps it might seem on the surface. And at $19, I think that's very, very good for a player of his caliber. I think Shane Lowry, the Irishman, who has played very well in the last few weeks, he was 12th in Canada, he was 15th at the Barracuda tournament, which admittedly was a lesser event, but he was 12th at the PGA last week, Shane Lowry, and he did finish 7th in this event last year. So those are some stats that suggest that he might have a very good week this week. He's currently 139th in the FedEx Cup standings, so a very good week here would certainly do him a lot of good as far as getting into the first of those playoffs next week. So I think Shane Lowry at $26 is pretty darn good value for a player who's in reasonably good form, had a very good tournament in this event last year, is the man from Ireland. Sewu Kim, the Korean, won here 2 years ago. He admittedly, he missed the cut of the PGA, but he was 10th at the Bridgestone. We know he's a player good enough to have won the Players' Championship previously. He's certainly inconsistent, is Woo Kim, but I got to say that at $41, given the fact that he was a winner of this event 2 years ago, suggests that he might be some sort of a prospect at longer odds. Hideki Matsuyama, certainly not at the peak that he was 6 months or so ago, but he's a class player. He's the highest-ranked player in this field, highest world-ranked player in this field, that is. He was third in this event 2 years ago, so he's got some form on the golf course. He's clearly a class player, and I think Matsuyama is probably got to be some sort of a consideration. Sergio Garcia is in the field and certainly one of the leading players in the field, but he's not playing well at the moment, is he? He needs a good week. He's 131st on the FedEx Cup standings, so he needs a good week to get into the first of those playoffs next week. He's a previous winner of this event, admittedly, but he seems to be a long way from that form at the moment, Sergio Garcia. Of the Australians, perhaps Matt Jones, who was fifth here a few years ago. He's been inconsistent of late, but there has been the occasional good tournament for him. So I think Matt Jones might be some sort of a chance to be the leading Australian athlete at least this week. The Nordea Masters is the tournament on the European Tour. And as I mentioned earlier, pretty weak field overall, but certainly Thorbjørn Olesen is the standout in so many respects. He was third at the Bridgestone, which is obviously a World Golf Championship and an event in a field considerably stronger than what he faces here. He was 12th at the Open, a very good tournament for him there. 6th at the Irish Open. He was 4th in this event last year. Admittedly, it's a new course this year, so a bit hard to get a line as far as previous form on the golf course. But if you were looking for the standout, then Thjobjørn Olesen is certainly that. And I think despite the fact that he's going to be the favourite in the event, he is the player to watch, and I think that the likely winner of the tournament. And perhaps another one worth keeping an eye on. It's a bit hard to try and isolate a contender here this week because we are at a new venue. The field's very weak. But Joakim Lagergren, the Swedish player also, another Swedish player. Well, he's a Swedish player, of course. Olesen is the Dane. But Joakim Lagergren, a winner in Italy just a few starts ago. He was 12th in Ireland, 23rd in Scotland. That's reasonable form for a player in a field of this standard. He's not played for about a month or so, so not 100% sure whether there's been an issue in that regard. But if he's back and he's playing, he's obviously fit and ready to go. And Joakim Lagergren may well be the sort of player to take it to Thjobjørn Olesen this week. So that's the Nordea Masters in Sweden. The LPGA Tour is back in action this week. They play in Indianapolis, where Lexi Thompson will be defending the title that she won last year. Lexi's took a break from tournament golf. She was feeling a bit that she needed to get the batteries recharged, so to speak. I think she'd been under a bit of pressure. So she took a few weeks off, and hopefully those batteries recharged now will assist her to a potential defence of the title that she won last year. Arija Jutanegan is at 650. She is the class player in the field. She's a very short odds, though. I think the next best of the players in this field in terms of the odds are concerned is Minji Lee, who finished third in this event last year. And we know she seems to be putting herself into contention every week on the LPGA Tour this season. She's at $11. Brooke Henderson is my pick this week as far as the winners are concerned at reasonable odds, too. She was fifth last year. And in the last few weeks on the LPGA Tour, she's played very well. I know she plays well most weeks on the LPGA Tour, but she did lose away a little bit earlier this year, Brooke Henderson. But the last few weeks, she's begun to play well again. And at $17, now I think well worth consideration is the Canadian Brooke Henderson. And Soo-Hyun Park didn't play last year. She's the fourth-ranked player in the world, but she seems to be overlooked for some reason. On so many occasions, she did win the Women's PGA Championship, the KPMG PGA Championship, just a few weeks ago. She was 15th at the Ricoh Women's British Open at Lytham St Annes and 11th at the Scottish Open. So those were two reasonable performances on golf courses that I think would probably be somewhat foreign to Soo-Hyun Park. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see her back bounce back and get close to the form that saw her win the Women's PGA Championship. She's about $21. So Arija Jutanegan, Minji Lee, Brooke Henderson, and Soo-Hyun Park. And if Lexi Thompson's back feeling good about herself and things generally, then she's got a pretty good chance to defend her championship also, you would think. So those are the three we'll be keeping an eye on this week. Good luck with your betting. Bet responsibly. This is Bruce Young.